talking a little bit of biotech, and it's been kind of an eventful week this last week with what the EU is doing. What does that do to the American industry when we've got signals like that from such a big trading partner?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, it started with their newly implemented opt-out, individual member state opt-out on cultivation, which we felt like was a step in the wrong direction, but doesn't necessarily impact the U.S. farmer as much. But then, as you look at what they did last week, announcing their new individual state opt-out on the import of crops and food and feed derived from biotech, it's a little bit more problematic for the industry and would really just be a nightmare when you look at the supply chain and importing of the crops that we produce. And I think, too, you have to look at, as we're trying to make progress on the TTIP negotiations with the EU, this sort of makes you question their commitment to those negotiations when they're putting policies out there like this that don't exactly jive with their WTO commitments and otherwise. So I think we've got a long ways to go. They're a huge trading partner. There's a lot of opportunity there, but there's a lot of work to be done. So I think the industry is trying to figure out how to move forward, and I'm sure you've seen responses, great responses from the U.S. government, like-minded countries, Argentina and Brazil. Any major exporters responding that this is a definitely a bad idea and a move in the wrong direction. So hopefully we'll see them withdraw that.
So where's the middle ground between being happy about these 17 new approvals but still being a little bit upset about this new policy under which they were approved?
Well, you know, sometimes it's a little hard to applaud them for not making a decision since 2013. I mean, of course, we're happy to see those approvals. Some of those were corn events. But, you know, we would like to see them get back to following their law, really, is what we're asking for here, to give it more predictability in the system for the U.S. farmers so we can continue that two-way trade relationship. So it's a little difficult. We, you know, of course, happy to see those approvals, but very, very disappointed. We had heard rumors of that, hoped that it wasn't true, but once we saw the rollout last week, it appears to be so. And at least currently, they don't seem to be backing off.
Okay, and are you the guy for domestic biotech stuff?
Yep.
As well? Okay, very good. Because I'm also wondering, you know, we've got the Representative Pompeo introduced his legislation a few weeks ago or a month ago now. And so now we're going to need, I mean, if anything's going to happen, a companion bill has to be introduced in the Senate. Have you heard anything as far as progress on something like that?
You know, we continue to work and talk to folks on the Senate side. We don't have a bill yet, but I think we're getting much closer to having a companion bill introduced. It's crucial to having a path forward to get this bill across the finish line. So I'm hoping very soon that we'll have that bill introduced.
So once it does get introduced, I mean, we hear that, you know, with the amount of ag organizations that are behind this, there's going to have to be, you know, some lawmakers that want to hitch their wagon to it. So is it going to be just an issue of getting, you know, it'll be easier to get co-sponsors than it is to get the initial sponsor?
You know, I think right now it's just in that initial stage and figuring out who it is that you want as that original co-sponsor. But I do think once a bill is introduced, you'll have, you know, I think just looking at last year compared to this year with the bill introduction, the number of bipartisan co-sponsors that were brought onto that bill, I would expect to see a similar number of bipartisan support right out of the gates in the Senate as well.
Okay, and do you think that's something that the leadership in either chamber would be compelled to maybe get the ball rolling on it, whether that's hearing, bringing it to the floor, ultimately trying to get it to the president?
You know, I think so. We've had the conversations with leadership. I think people realize that this is a major issue for agriculture, for the food supply chain as well. So, you know, this Congress doesn't exactly do a whole lot, but we're hoping we can get in the queue in some shape or form to move forward. I think from a committee level, you have the commitment from committees to move forward. We've had a couple hearings so far in Ag Committee. The House Energy and Commerce Committee had a great hearing last fall. So I think people are beginning to realize that biotech doesn't have to be necessarily an inflammatory issue. We can actually have a constructive dialogue around it. And the more that we do that, the more comfortable lawmakers are becoming with the topic. They're feeling comfortable with the science. And now we just need to figure out how to address this question of how do you give consumers a little more information, which they desire, but also some certainty to farmers and food producers and a national solution to that GMO labeling issue.
I suppose the national solution is much preferable to you guys rather than 50-state solutions as well.
Absolutely. I mean, a 50-state patchwork would be an absolute nightmare for farmers. It would be an absolute nightmare for producers, supply chain, on down. And it really just would threaten, we think, the innovation and development of new innovation that our tech farmers use. So we think that the national solution laid out by the Pompeo Butterfield really strikes a good balance at giving consumers options in the grocery aisle, which is a set of if a company wants to put a non-GMO label on a food product, they can do that. But there's also federal standards set for that, so a consumer can go and know exactly what that label means. I think that's what it gets down to, or what do these labels mean? And so it would give them options there, but also stick to the science-based labeling system that we have. So if there's a health, nutrition, safety issue, absolutely we'll be labeling it. But if not, we should continue with the path that we're currently on.
And, we talked earlier about the EU and their biotech stance. I mean, as we move into TTIP, do we kind of need to get our own ducks in a row as far as what this country really thinks about biotech labeling? Because right now, there really isn't a national consensus. There's just a lot of people making a lot of noise. But, I mean, does that really amount to where the U.S. stands on the issue?
There is a lot of noise. I'm not sure that the domestic GMO labeling issues will necessarily impact the TTIP discussions. I think, there's a lot of noises in the EU as well surrounding biotech, so it's getting past a lot of the myths that this agreement would force EU customers to buy our products or, sneak it into their food supply. I think it's getting past a lot of the things that are out there, and really we're just wanting a more predictable system for the approvals of biotech products, so when they are approved, those who want to import can do that.
All right, sounds good. I think that's all I've got. Anything else you wanted to mention that maybe I didn't ask about?
TPA at all?
Sounds good. So we're getting a bill or bills out of committee this last week. What do you think the political climate is as far as likelihood that those bills are going to be able to get through the chambers and ultimately get to the president's desk?
I think all signals are pointing in the right direction for once. You have both House and Senate leadership saying the right things, that we need to get this done as quickly as possible. Chairman Ryan last week said, early May, got to see the Senate move for it first, of course, but as soon as that happens, I think they're ready to go. So, the first two major hurdles was getting out of committee, avoiding some major amendments that would be difficult to get the bill across the finish line, but we did that. I think the strong vote in the Senate Finance Committee was particularly telling. You have good bipartisan support, not as much Democratic support in the House, but I think all things are at least trending in the right direction. Certainly things can come up and pull things off the rails, and there's going to be a lot of difficult discussions on the floor revolving around currency and other issues, but I think it's one of those unique issues where you have the White House, Democrats, Republicans, all kind of coalescing around a common issue. Of course, you have folks on the far left, the far right, who want to get off track, but that probably means it's pretty good policy. It's somewhere right in the middle, and I think you're seeing the momentum that we need, and hopefully can get this wrapped up before Memorial Day.
And do you think there's a potential for, the new GOP leadership has talked so much about, open amendments and getting the floor back to work and things like that. Is there a potential to maybe shut that down for the purpose of this bill, just to speed it along so they don't have to conference it?
It's going to be a challenge. I mean, we certainly need to get it done as quickly as possible, but they have made a commitment to making this an open and a process where you can amend it. So it will be tricky. I think they will, allow some votes, and it'll be up to us to help talk to Congress and make sure it's the right amendments that help get this across the finish line and don't keep us getting from step number two, which is actually passing free trade agreements like TPP, who are, in the final stages of negotiations.
How close are we on TPP? I mean, it seems like every time we hear from somebody, it's going to be next week. I mean, we've been hearing that for months. So, I mean, how close are we really on TPP?
Well, final stages means we're with the hardest issues. And I think there's a lot of countries who are looking at specifically action on trade promotion authority as kind of their the thing that they need to put their best offers on the table. I mean, that's what one of the reasons we've been telling Congress that they have to move as quickly as possible. So, I know the Prime Minister from Japan is in town this week. I'm not sure they're going to reach a deal there, but I would say we're close. But really, I think hopefully closing TPA and getting that across the finish line will help speed and give some momentum to those negotiations.